Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Gary Harbst is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Gary is a member of our Brain Trust. He's been a very successful entrepreneur in his life. He has spent 20 years as a leader of Solomon Software, which had great success, which later was sold to Great Plains and eventually on up the line to Microsoft. Gary and his team developed something called the Six Disciplines Strategy for helping businesses execute on their business model. He's written a couple of books called Six Disciplines for Excellence. And now I've got the new book in my hand, Six Disciplines Execution Revolution. He's our good friend, Gary Harbst. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's really great to be back, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. And I was telling the audience that you and I are leaving today. I'm leaving today. I suppose you are, to go to Pittsburgh to be co-sponsors of you're a sponsor on one level, a little higher level than me, but we're both co-sponsors of the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference in Pittsburgh.
That's right. I'm leaving right after this interview. It's a really important gathering of almost 1,000 of the leaders in the American Chamber.
Well, and of course, the ACCE is an organization I like telling the audience about because they're sort of the trade group of chamber professionals. Folks, if your chamber organization is made up of professionals and volunteers, and the professionals are people who've chosen to make their living as chamber professionals, and the ACCE helps them get their credentials, keep their credentials, build relationships with chambers, other chambers across the country. And it's a great gathering, Gary, and this is my fourth year to work with them, and I know you're going to have a good time this year.
Well, thanks. This is my first year, and looking forward to maybe you can show me a few of the ropes while I'm
here. I'll do what I can. Gary, let's talk about some of the challenges that small business owners and CEOs of small and other size companies have. You guys actually polled small business owners, or someone did, and you found out, you talk about this in your book, and you actually published a list of what leaders said what they think are their greatest challenges. And here's an example. Number one is competition. Number two is growth issues. Number three is being able to find the right people, skill shortages. Number four is being able to get pricing to the right level, et cetera, et cetera. It goes on and on. The government, global challenges, consolidation. Those are six or seven of what they say are their main challenges. Is that true?
Well, it is true that that's what they say. The study you're mentioning was actually a Ken Blanchard study, and
right.
We have done our own studies. And there's two points in that I would make about what businesses say their greatest challenges are. If you look at the study that's in my book, it shows over a period of years, 5 or 6 years, that list you just read changes.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And like competitive pressure was 71%. The number one several years ago, and now it's 62%. And so when we talk to business leaders all over the country and ask them what their challenges are, we get answers that are situational to what's going on right now, and that's very understandable. You know, it's what's right in front of you. However, the whole premise of our research and this book is that really isn't their biggest challenge. Their biggest challenge is realizing they're always going to have more challenges next year and the year after, and they're going to be bigger, so they better learn to build an organization that knows how to set a goal and execute it. And if they can do that, then any challenge that comes down the road will be easier to handle.
So you're saying that these issues are just the details of running a business, and you better be building the kind of organizational structure that can deal with them. And of course, one of the things that I point out to people is the only difference between 2008 in 2007 is your relationship with the what I call the odd couple of small business, which is challenges and opportunities. They're the odd couple of small business. And what I say, Gary, is that 2008, you know, regardless of what you call this economy, what we're going through right now, the only difference between 2008 and 2007 is the fact that our challenges may be a little bigger this year than last year, and we just have to step up and deal with those. And that's kind of what you're saying.
Yeah, that's it exactly. I mean, it's if, as a head of a family, if you think about your problem is putting the next meal on the table, then you're going to be facing a crisis three times a day. But if you think about your problem as getting a farm and clearing the land so you can grow crops, then that's a different way of looking at the problem. And that's really what we're devoted to in Six Disciplines and the research behind this book, is to get leaders to say there is a way for you to start systematically building an organization that knows how to plan and then execute those plans, and it gets better and better and better.
Well, see, what you're trying to do, and I'm so glad you're talking about this, Gary, because what you're talking about is getting, and I'm going to continue to default back to small business executives. What you're trying to say to them is, okay, folks, let your employees, let your organization deal with the three meals a day. You have to get your head up on a higher plane so you can see not where you are but and what you have to do today, but where you're going and what you're going to be doing next week.
That's absolutely right. The only thing I would add to that is that to build an organization that plans and executes involves everybody understanding the organization. We refer to it as every person every day has to improve their decision making. There was an interesting study done a few last couple of years that looked at 1,000 companies in terms of their ability to execute both the sales or the growth side and the profitability side, and only 9 out of 1,000 over a 10-year period, 9 out of 1,000 were able to do a good job of balancing the two. And that, to build an organization that can balance both and be nimble, is not, it requires that thought leadership change you were talking about at the top, but it also requires every single person every day to be executing. It's kind of like a football team. You can't just do it from the coach to the sidelines. So.
But if the leader is doing isn't completely wrapped up in executing, and
you got a problem.
You got a problem. And I want to talk about that, because this is a big deal for small business owners. Because we sometimes, Gary, we feel guilty if we're not executing. If we're thinking instead of executing, it makes us feel guilty sometimes. We'll get you to help us with that. We're going to go on the couch, and Gary's going to be our psychologist right after these messages, 20 after. Gary Harps is our guest. Welcome back. A little Van Halen coming back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 23 after the hour. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. We're visiting with our good friend Gary Harpst. Gary is the author of Six Disciplines for Excellence and Six Disciplines Execution Revolution. And Gary, and the whole Six Disciplines organization. Gary, give us your website, too, and tell us how we can find the books.
Sixdisciplines.com. You can order the books and find out what we do there, too.
All right, so check that out, sixdisciplines.com. Okay, we're talking about, I said something as we went to the break, Gary, about small business owners' attitude about not executing. Whenever, you know, we start our businesses from scratch, so many of us have, and we did everything. We turned, you know, and for so long, we turned the lights on, we turned the lights off. It was a long, long time before anybody ever left after I did in this organization, Gary. I obviously turned the lights on here, but I also, and still to this day, 4 out of 5 days at least, I turn the lights off after everybody else who came later have left. But it was a long time before that ever happened, and I know how it is. You find yourself doing some thinking, some strategizing, some planning, some brainstorming. You're sitting in your chair. You're not doing anything but running your brain, thinking about where you could go. Maybe you're reading something. And then all of a sudden, you break into this cold sweat, and you say, whoa, I need to be selling something. So I need to be talking to customers. What, this isn't going to work. And you get
I'm not
this,
working.
Yeah, you get this guilty feeling. You get this little hysteria going on that you know, if you're not working, somebody must not be selling anything. And that's a real problem, isn't it?
No, it is. We have a client that she is the third generation. Her parents started this and grandparents, and she's now running the business, but she grew up in the business doing all those things you were talking about. She used to run the computer reports for dad and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And kept doing it after she was the president. And one of the things we had them do is keep track of how they were using her time, and she realized she was wasting 120 hours a quarter.
Wow.
Doing something that a minimum wage person could do, but she never wanted to train them because she thought, well, it takes longer to train them than it does to do it.
Well, and here's one more thing, Gary. Obviously, those people are not going to do it the way I would do it, which is perfectly.
Yeah. At least I think it's perfect.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no question about it. And this is, and you know, Gary, here's what I tell people like that. I tell them, well, there's two things. Number one, I always say, seek excellence, not perfection. But number two, I learned this from somebody else. Never let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Well, you know, the whole point of the book is that big businesses for the last 30 years have been, since the information age, have been investing billions to figure out how to solve execution problems. And so out of that has come, you know, Baldrige programs and lean manufacturing, all kinds of quality strategy programs like Balanced Scorecard, even ERP software, on and on and on. But all those things are piecemeal, and it costs big organizations a lot of money to hook them all together. And we've arrived at a point after 30 years of investment where we think there's sort of a leapfrog opportunity for small and mid-sized businesses. It's kind of like Indian cell phones. They didn't have any phones in the 19th or the 20th century, and now they're adopting cell phones faster than anybody in the world because they don't have all the landline infrastructure.
The reason why they were so much more prevalent in Europe, because their landlines weren't as good as ours.
Yeah, that's right. And that set of circumstances is emerging right now. It's just starting, but small and mid-sized businesses are going to have more effective tools for managing execution than large businesses, because they haven't invested in all this.
We don't have any baggage.
Stuff. Baggage. That's exactly right, and that's why we call it execution revolution. It's not really about our services. It's about this trend of all the pieces falling together to do it in a new and better way.
Somebody asked me, how in the world did I start and maintain a small, you know, small radio syndication operation in the face of all this, you know, corporate Wall Street's consolidation? And I said, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Ignorance is...
I didn't have any baggage.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what the revolution is. And so...
And that's what small business... What you're saying is small business owners should be excited about the fact that they can plug in without having to go back and learn all the baggage stuff and then pick up the new stuff. What you're saying is they can pick up the 21st century thinking and without any kind of preparation, without any kind of having to learn anything about the baggage.
Yeah, that's actually an advantage that they haven't.
Yep.
And if you go back to that statistic I cited earlier of, you know, 9 out of 1,000 really execute well, when I speak, I ask people, is that bad news or good news? And the smart ones get it. They say it's great news because it means I have a tremendous opportunity to leapfrog the other 1,000 that aren't executing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly the point is, hey, there's a new generation of tools here and capabilities, and small and mid-sized businesses are positioned to run. They don't have all the baggage, and America needs it.
But this doesn't. None of this stuff works, though, if you don't have the right people.
Oh, that's right. Absolutely right. Including at the top, you know.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And in fact, we really believe the program to effectively work, we outline 4 things that we think it takes to work. And one of them is some outside coaching, somebody not part of the organization.
Right. Hey, Gary, I'm looking forward to being with you this week in Pittsburgh at the ACCE conference. Thank you for being here. Good job today on the show. And we're looking forward to getting you back on so you can teach us some more good stuff.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
Gary Harpst, ladies and gentlemen, HARPST, if you're Googling him, and Six Disciplines is his company, sixdisciplines.com. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.